How to get anything you want using the Law of Attraction.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hi everyone, Robert Zink, miracle mentor and alchemy success coach. And today we're soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle, and we're always flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. So today is the first day that we are doing our podcast, not only on audio, on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and all the other platforms, but we're also on video. We have a separate YouTube channel, so we'll ask you to subscribe to that as well. And we are also on IGTV. So there you go. Our message is getting everywhere to help empower people's lives. And we do thank you for sharing our message with other people. It really helps them. And I think it helps everybody when people start to feel empowered. So the law of attraction can help you get exactly what you want. And I do mean that. And I don't think there's any limitations to what you can get with the law of attraction. Everything that you manifest in your world, you manifest through the law of attraction. So think of it this way. If you're going through an intersection and you get hit by a car, well, it may not be your fault, but at some level you attracted that. And so I think it's really important to understand that the law of attraction is not a technique. People say, I want to start using the law of attraction. Well, you're using the law of attraction either way. You know, it doesn't make a difference. You're using the law of attraction, whether you think you're using the law of attraction, whether you're consciously using the law of attraction, even if you don't believe in the law of attraction, you're using the law of attraction, just like the law of gravity. So I like that term, and I use it for myself as well, becoming a conscious creator, which means that I'm going to take more of my consciousness and place it into what I create in my life. Look, you can allow things to just happen to you, and some good things will happen, some bad things will happen. And people tend to call that luck. Or you can take conscious control over what your mind is thinking, the vibration that you are sending out to the universe. You can do that, and you can consciously attract more of what you want to see in your life, the money you desire, the love you crave, and the health and happiness you depend on. Hey, I want to remind you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy success coaching, and find out what a mentoring program can do for you and your life. Visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. You simply fill out the form and we will get in touch with you. Miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Look, we've helped people in 60 different countries save their marriages, save their relationships, make more money, be more successful, land that special role that they want as a writer, a painter, an artist, an actor, whatever. So whatever it is that you desire to achieve, we are here to help you. Lawofattractionsolutions.com. Okay, so we understand that everything in the universe is you pushed out. That's kind of a term from Neville Goddard. Neville talks about that everyone is you pushed out. But the truth of the matter is everything is you pushed out as well. A lot of times people will say, well, what is consciousness or what is reality? And there are 7 or 8 billion realities on the planet. And that's just human reality. That isn't including animal reality or plant reality or stone reality. That's just mineral reality. That's just human reality. So there are a lot of realities going on in the same reality, if that makes sense. Everything that happens in your reality, you have either attracted or created. That's why we refer to ourselves as co-creators. We consciously co-create with the universe, the infinite field of potential, everything that we desire and want in our life. It's that simple. So if you want to begin someplace that's easy, the easiest place to begin is with your intentions. And I say easy, it's really not, because I'm surprised a number of people, high flyers, don't know what they want. They have no idea what they want. They're just skipping through life, you know? So you get the idea? Intentions. Intentions only work when they're crystal clear. I desire $10,000 in my pocket by the end of the week. I desire a phone call from my ex who is going to call or text me within the next 72 hours. Very clear and concise intentions. So intentions, they are intentions, but they're really not crystallized until you write them down. This is my book of intentions. Everything that I intend to manifest in my life, I write in this book. And I write it in present tense. I am manifesting. I am receiving. I manifest it as if it is happening now. Because on some level of consciousness, it is happening now. And that's important to understand. So clear intentions are very important. Write them down. And I suggest, instead of writing them on a $2 piece of paper, get a nice leather or velvet or something kind of book that you find special that tells your subconscious mind, everything written in this book is special to me. Next are beliefs. So look, you've got beliefs, but what are they? Beliefs are not reality, but you believe they are reality. You believe your beliefs, and therefore you act on them, or more importantly, you allow them to act on you. Do you have limiting beliefs? Do you have doubts? Do you have fears and anxieties? These are limiting beliefs. So you want to examine your beliefs. What are my beliefs as it relates to money? What are my beliefs as it relates to a relationship or love? What are my beliefs as it relates to healing or my body? What are my beliefs as it relates to abundance? What are my beliefs as it relates to attracting good things into my life? What are your beliefs? You can choose your beliefs, high flyers. And by choosing your beliefs, you choose your new reality. So there are a lot of different ways of getting those beliefs into your mind. I would suggest that the most powerful is miracle hypnosis. Now, miracle hypnosis, let me just say this. This is important. Miracle hypnosis is not ordinary hypnosis. Miracle hypnosis is a hypnosis style that I spent over, I don't know, maybe 20 years developing. And it only uses positive intentions, positive affirmations. It only makes you feel good on a subconscious level and on an energetic level. You see, a lot of hypnotherapists will use negative because negative works. They will say, well, the next time you feel like eating chocolate and you eat that chocolate, you're going to throw up because it's going to taste like broccoli in your mouth. That's a negative, but it's used quite often in hypnosis and hypnotherapy and hypnosis. I don't use it. Miracle hypnosis takes the law of attraction into account. It says that Everything negative I say to myself tends to manifest, or everything positive I say to myself tends to manifest. The choice is mine. So we only use positive incantations into the subconscious mind with miracle hypnosis. You can try it out absolutely free. Miracle Hypnosis Online. And just try it. MiracleHypnosisOnline.com and try it out for 7 days. Sign up for your 7-day free trial. It's my gift from me to you. And if you notice the positive benefits that I believe you'll notice, you'll stay with it. And if you don't, yeah, you say, well, no harm, no foul. Next are your thoughts. All your thoughts and your thinking is derived from your beliefs. That's why it's important to go right at the beliefs. And one of the ways we can change our thinking pattern, of course, is to change our beliefs. That's the most important way. But also changing our language pattern. You see, if you've gotten into the habit of using negative language patterns, then even if you've changed your belief, even if you're trying to change your thoughts, we think in words. We think in pictures. We think in ideas. But usually those pictures and ideas have words associated with them. And if you have negative words associated with it, then that's what you're going to attract. And so you'll hold yourself back from attracting what you really desire. You'll attract something else. So intentions, clear intentions. Taking control over your beliefs, using positive language patterns when it comes to thoughts. If you'll do that, emotionally, you will begin to feel more in alignment with whatever it is you desire to manifest. Anything. No. I mean anything. Okay. Some of you are saying, no, I can't mean that. Yes, I mean anything. Anything. No limits, no boundaries. You are fully in God, and God is fully in you. Therefore, you have no limits, and you have no boundaries. So when you feel it in your body and in your energy field, those feelings are what connect to the universe. And so those feelings are what are being emanated out into the universe. And as those feelings are being emanated out, the universe is like a giant reflecting pond. It just reflects back to you exactly what you are putting out. So if you're putting out giving, loving, abundance, prosperity, you're getting back giving, loving, abundance, prosperity. If you're putting out fear, worry, doubt, anxiety, poverty, loneliness, then that's exactly what the universe reflects back to you. And that's what you will get back. And that's how it works. Okay. Law of attraction, how to get anything you want. You can do it. Hey, thank you so much for subscribing to us on YouTube and IGTV on Instagram. And if you are listening to us on iTunes and other platforms, Spotify, we really appreciate it. Thank you for subscribing wherever you're listening. We'll keep providing some great podcasts for you and great content. And we'll have plenty of new guests that'll be joining us in the near future. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.